What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in the studio from ABC's Once Upon a Time, actress Dania Ramirez. How are you?
I'm great. Hola.
Hola. So nice to see you. You look great.
Thank you so much. I feel great.
Well, congratulations on everything. The final season of Once Upon a Time resumes on March 2nd. So what's going on as we head into the finale?
You know, the first half of the season, and you have to think that the show's been going on for, this is the seventh year. So for 6 years, they were doing the Snow White story.
Right.
And now they pick up with Henry, who everyone's watched grow up for six seasons. And he goes out to try to find his own story and crashes into Cinderella's world. And that's my world.
Yeah.
And so we are going to end up having to find true love and romance and be a badass Cinderella all at once. The first half of the season was more, it's cool. Right?
Yeah.
The first half of the season was just introducing my character because it's a brand new story and reintroducing who cast the curse and what's going to happen in the second season. What happens after the curse was cast.
Right.
And now we hopefully get to really fall in love. I've been waiting to fall in love with Henry since episode one, guys.
I mean, this is sort of every little girl's dream, right? Playing a princess then an iconic one at that. It's Cinderella. What'd you think when you first were approached by this?
I wasn't thinking when I first approached the role. I didn't know that it was for the Cinderella part. They called me. I was on vacation with my family. And they said, we want you to come in and test for Once Upon a Time. We can't tell you, it's a big secret, and we can't tell you. We just want you to have chemistry with this guy.
Oh, wow. So they didn't, okay.
So I had no idea that it was going to be for Cinderella, which, by the way, I probably would have just gotten super nervous and not gotten the role.
Yeah. right.
Had I known. They just went in and said, have chemistry with this guy that he's going to play older Henry. And I went in and I was like, okay, chemistry?
Yeah,
I got this.
Exactly. I have a feeling you're good with that one.
I got chemistry.
I always like that note too. Oh, you need chemistry? Oh, okay.
No problem.
We're good.
No problem.
But your Cinderella is a little gangster, right?
She's a little gangstress. Yeah. That's what's cool about the show. And I've had a lot of fun because the creators, they get to explore these characters that are, like you said, iconic characters like Cinderella and an iconic story and just put their own spin into it. And, I come from a different place. Obviously, I'm Latina, dark-skinned Cinderella. So I think I was adding a little edge to it just by looking at me.
Yeah, sassy Cinderella. No,
A little sassy Cinderella. But essentially, it still has all of the main things, the universal themes that these fairy tales have. Which
right.
is, you still see the struggle that she goes through because of her evil stepmother and her life in the past. It's almost like more tuned into what women are today, just a little stronger, which I really liked to be able to take that upon, with this character and still keep her feminine and keep that universal
princess
theme of falling
right.
in love. Yeah. She's a princess.
An empowering Cinderella.
I get to be a princess.
I know.
How cool is that?
That's so
I said,
cool.
Everybody's like, this is the last season of Once Upon a Time. And I was like, yeah, but forever, I was Cinderella.
Yeah. That will be documented. Well, it's great. It obviously being owned by Disney, you've got all this this catalog to be able to choose from. And the fact that it resonated with it, it's been successful for seven seasons, is a trip. Because I'm sure that had to be a tough sell initially when they were originally pitching it, right? Have you done the ending yet? Are you happy with the way?
We're not at the ending. We haven't shot it yet. No, I actually leave tomorrow to go back and I think we're on episode 18.
Right.
So we still don't know what's coming. And that's what's, it's exciting any show.
Yeah.
Because every time we get a script, I'm like, what? I'm friends with who? And that's, Princess Tiana is my roommate? And what is going on now?
Yeah.
It's exciting every time we read a script. And we're really looking forward to not only wrapping up the Cinderella story, but really wrapping up a show that's been successful for so many years.
Right.
And I think fans are looking forward to everyone to get their happy endings.
Yeah, it's got to be, right? You can't have a happy ending. We got it.
You can't start the show with, you can call it Once Upon a Time and then not give anybody a happy ending. I don't think that's cool.
I agree. Not cool at all. You said I have to go there being Vancouver,
right? Back
which
to the
is
rain.
A beautiful city. I've had the pleasure of working there a few times, but every time it's been the summer, so it's been nice.
And in the summertime, you have sunlight until 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
And it is a beautiful city. I had the pleasure of working there. I did X-Men. We shot it, X-Men 3. We shot it in Vancouver before. So I already knew what was coming. I know that in the summertime, it's beautiful. And sunlight till 10 o'clock at night. And then once rainy season comes in, it's, you're basically in the dark.
Yeah. And it's not, and it's not like here in LA. I mean, they get rainy season and it is raining.
I think it has not stopped raining for the past month and a half that I've been there. I think
isn't that amazing?
If we get a little bit of sunlight, we're like, and imagine for our show, most of the fairy tale stuff we're shooting outside in the middle of the forest.
Yeah, how are you able to incorporate that into the production?
We somehow are able to do. They, you know, they usually have those big flags and they put it on top, so it's still raining and freezing outside, and we're wearing beautiful gowns and freezing our little butts. But we do it for the love of what we do, right?
Yeah, exactly. Suffer. For your art. And you're also part of this new movie, Off the Menu.
Yes.
So that's, it's a cute title, a romantic comedy, right?
Yeah, it's a romantic comedy. You know, I'm a really big in the kitchen. I love to cook.
Do
so
you?
I do.
I do too, as a matter of fact. I'm trying to get better on my culinary skills.
I do know that about you. And and just so you know, anytime we can throw down and go one-on-one.
Hey, all right. You know what? Chemistry.
Exactly.
Very cool. So the
movie is really, you know, this woman, Javiera, she's a chef in a very small town in New Mexico.
Javiera.
I know.
I've never heard of Javiera.
I said the same thing.
That's like
thing.
After a. Have you ever met a Javiera? I've never met a Javiera.
I said the same thing.
And I know a lot of Latinos, and I've never met a Javiera.
Javiera? That's the name? That's a type? That what? At one point,
they were destined to name it after the dad, apparently, right?
You know, I think the writer was really into the name for a long time, and you know, it had been a script that they had, they won an award for, and they just really loved the name.
Sorry, so, it's a funny name.
It's a funny name. Well, there you go. My character name. I got a funny name already, so already you're laughing.
Yes, exactly. How about what happens to Javiera?
Well, she cooks everything organic, and she's very passionate about her food, her New Mexican cuisine, and then this guy. Yeah, it's
green
delicious.
Chilies.
Green chilies, exactly. Yes. And she has these like very special dishes she has that she makes every once a week. And this guy, who happens to be the heir of what could be a Taco Bell, gets sent out to try to find the new dish for their franchise.
Right.
And then they end up meeting. It's like opposites attract.
Yes.
He's going to end up falling in love with some organic foods.
Did you shoot it in New Mexico?
We shot it in New Mexico, in Taos, New Mexico.
Oh, beautiful. That,
you know, it's gorgeous.
Yes.
The film looks like it should be, a portrait every single scene.
Oh,
it's
fun.
Really, and I'm an artist and I like to draw and stuff. So it was really, it was great to be there and shoot it.
And they do put green chili in everything.
It's a different kind
of green chili. It's really good.
It is. You know, when I was there, they actually had a competition of the best New Mexican chili.
Yeah.
So I got to go to on a Saturday because there's nothing to do, by the way, in Taos, New Mexico.
Right.
So I woke up one day and I found out there was a chili competition. And I was like, I'm going.
I'm there.
I'm so there. Yeah. And and also in the movie, I play a single mother and I'm a mother myself. So I got to really, anytime that I get to play some kind of maternal instinct and add that into my roles, I just love. It's really fun. And
cute.
Maria Conchita Alonso plays my mother.
Oh, great.
She's fantastic in the movie. Really fun. And we just had a blast making it. And hopefully people have a blast watching it.
Yeah. Congrats on that. And how many kids do you have now?
Well, I have twins, Gaia and Ether, that are 4. I know your son is
He's four.
He's four. And then I have a 16-year-old that's my stepson that I've known since he's 8 years old, and he lives with us. So we have a full house. We have teenage problems and 4-year-old problems.
Yeah, 4-year-old problems. So what are they getting into right now?
Aside from trouble, you know, they're into a lot of arts and crafts. They love to, start cutting stuff. You know, they're into that phase right now, creating. Yeah. Ether's into just running around and jumping everywhere. And Gaia likes to build.
Ether. So how do you spell that? E-T-H-E-R?
It's actually A-E-T-H-E-R.
What is that
It's a Greek god of the upper air that only the gods could breathe, hence the medical term ether.
Oh, deep.
It's very deep. We are very deep in
ether,
our house.
Not very
fun and deep.
Not very Latina. Is your
my husband is from Columbus, Georgia.
Yeah. You can't get wider than that. I love it.
But you know what? His grandfather married a Cuban, and so his grandmother
was
actually...
he's used to Latina culture.
Yeah, his grandmother is a huge freedom fighter. She's the one that helped Fidel Castro's daughter and granddaughter to get out of Cuba.
Look at that.
So,
wait, how did you guys
Elena Amos. randomly at a restaurant. I was, you know, I was 2.5 years after our relationship. I was have been single for a while. I came back from traveling and I was just getting back into, you know, the whole swing of things and acting and stuff here in LA.
Okay.
And so my sister was like, get out of the house because you're just spending too much. I'm a homebody. So she's like, get out of the house and just read your script outside. So I go to Cafe Prima to read my script and I'm not making eye contact with anybody because it's LA. And then I'm like,
that's illegal here, actually. You can't.
Oh, it's like an invitation.
It's like, oh, it's like an open invitation right away. So, and my husband had been gone through a 2.5 year divorce battle to try to gain custody of his son, Kai. And it was one of the first weekends that he was spending without Kai. So he was super depressed and had a friend knock on his door and say, hey, you just joined Equinox right there by Cafe Primo.
Yeah.
Let's go and look at some hot.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's what his friend said, right?
Yeah.
So anyway,
you're quoting.
I'm quoting. So he ends up, he's like, I don't want to go. His friend drags him out. And after the gym, he doesn't work out. He's in jeans and a t-shirt, by the way. he comes downstairs with his friend and is very romantic, actually, in the way he's a writer director, the way he tells a story. He's felt my energy. I was ordering. And he's like, when this woman turns around, she's just going to, we're going to make eye contact and it's going to be the most magical thing. She's going to remember me from a different lifetime and we're going to have the most amazing conversation. And I turn around and I look right at him and then I keep going. And he was just like, I can't believe her.
Right.
She doesn't remember me. Why? And then I stopped right next to him and the guy that he was with, his friend, I was friends with, we did a movie together. His name is Keith Robinson. We did Fat Albert together a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I stopped right next to him and I said, Keith, oh my God, I just saw you in Dear John. I just thought I saw you 15 minutes ago. So I confused some guy that just walked into the restaurant 15 minutes prior for him. And he said, you know, he introduced me to my husband. He's like, hey, this is John Bev. And my husband's like, are you eating alone? I said, yeah. And he said, that's silly. Come join us. And I got to say, maybe 15 minutes into the conversation, I forgot Keith was there. And we, and we spoke for maybe 3 hours straight. I made my...
What?
I know.
Damn.
I got in. I know. It was intense. I do feel like we were together in a different lifetime. And I went late to my Entourage audition and I ended up getting the role.
So now you think he's a good luck charm?
He's a total good luck charm. I call him up. I'm at the Sunset Tower like a week later when I find out that I got the role on Entourage. And I said, hey, come join me. I'm celebrating.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm with my son. I can't. And I said, well, we'll bring him. And then long story short, they both came and met me. And so we had our first real date, kind of all three of us, him and Kai.
That's cool.
And you should know, by the way, that Kai means ocean in Polynesian.
Yes, I do. My brother-in-law's name happens to be Kylie.
There you go.
And yeah, Kai.
And Gaia is the Greek goddess of earth.
Is he Greek?
He's not, but we do feel like we made a couple of gods.
Okay, I like it. I'm like, well, that's great. That's a great story. Thanks for sharing that. Very cool. Are you done, kids? Two and out?
I'm done now. I'm really, really done.
Really
now.
Done. I know. Twins,
twins
are hard.
4 years old. And having a career is just hard. It's hard to, you know, and for me and him, you know, he's an incredible dad. He stays here with the kids and I could not ask for a better husband, a better father. But
good for you.
I think we're done.
Right on, Danya. Nice, nice. Now, here's a fun fact. You were a pretty good volleyball player in college and you are still in the record books at Montclair State?
That's right. Yeah.
Really? I know. Know that. Wow.
Yeah, I played 4 years at Montclair State University and then I was assistant coach the year after I left.
Look at you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Baller, literally.
I know. I know Slater. See? back in those days, I was like, he's an athlete. Ooh, I'm an athlete too.
Yeah, see? Cook, athlete. I feel you right there. That's a fun little fact. All right, before I let you go, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right? Current song obsession?
Bebe, a song from Bebe is called Vivir la Vida.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your nickname growing up?
It's more of a nickname. I was called Giselle for most of my life till I moved to the States. It's my middle name, Dania Giselle.
And
I didn't move to the States till I was 10. And in Dominican Republic, everyone, like my grandmother still calls me Giselle.
Huh.
But here they started roll calling in school.
Yeah.
And they call you by your first name.
Yeah.
And I still remember that first day at school and they called me Dania and I was just like, I'm an American now. I am I'm changing to Dania. I've been Dania ever since.
Look at that. It worked out. Favorite Disney movie?
Oh, well, Cinderella, for sure.
Okay.
Come on. If I have to pick a second one, I have to say The Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. Yeah. All right. Got to stay with the princess lane. Well, Once Upon a Time returns to ABC on March 2nd. And you can follow her on Instagram at Dania J. Ramirez. So the J, the Giselle is spelled with a J.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I have to throw it in there. You see? I'm still that.
Got it. All right. Giselle, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
On with Mario Lopez.